This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The NATO alliance completed its annual summit this week in Washington, celebrating its 75th anniversary and making long-term commitments of military support for Ukraine with NATO coordinating efforts. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The alliance agreed to a pledge of long-term security assistance and established the NATO Security Assistance and Training for Ukraine program. At a news conference Thursday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg explained how that program will work.
NATO will coordinate the training of Ukrainian forces at facilities in allied countries, plan and coordinate the provision of donations, manage the transfer and repair of equipment, and provide support to the long-term development of Ukraine's forces.
Stoltenberg said the allies also called out China as a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. Stoltenberg said China empowers Russia by supplying it with dual-use materials that serve as inputs for Russia's defense sector. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
At least eight bodies were discovered on Friday in a quarry in Makuru, a collection of slums in Nairobi, eyewitnesses and rights groups told Reuters. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Makuru Justice Center activist Milia Nayamota says most of the bodies are women and that they, quote, don't know whether they are among the people who were abducted because of the protests. Activists have accused police of using excessive force and abducting dozens in attempts to quell deadly protests last month. Intense criticism forced Kenya's police chief, Japheth Koome, to resign on Friday. President William Ruto announced Koome's resignation the day after he fired nearly his entire cabinet. A government spokesperson shared a police statement on the social media platform X, saying that authorities are analyzing samples to identify the deceased and that investigations are underway.
Christy Kilburn from Reuters. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Nepal have suspended their search for 51 passengers who are missing after a landslide swept the buses in which they were traveling into a swollen river. Reuter's Lauren Anthony has more.
Yugasar Raya Yadav was a passenger on a bus in Nepal's Chitwan district on Friday when a landslide hit, sending his and another vehicle into the swollen, fast-flowing river below.
All of a sudden, mud and debris started to come down. We jumped from the bus as it started veering off. I was at the front of the bus with five others, but only three of us were able to survive.
A search of the Trishuli River, some 53 miles west of Kathmandu, was suspended on Friday after efforts by hundreds of rescuers and more than two dozen divers yielded no signs of the buses or their missing passengers. A local official said the search would resume on Saturday.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. The European Union says blue check marks from Elon Musk's X are deceptive and that the online platform falls short on transparency and accountability requirements. They're the first charges against a tech company since the bloc's new social media regulations took effect. The European Commission outlined on Friday the preliminary findings from its investigation into X, formerly known as Twitter, under the 27-nation bloc's Digital Services Act. The rulebook, also known as the DSA, is a sweeping set of regulations that requires platforms to take more responsibility for protecting users and cleaning up their sites. A judge has thrown out Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy case. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Federal bankruptcy judge Sean Lane has dismissed Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy case, saying Giuliani failed to meet the obligations of financial transparency required. Giuliani filed for bankruptcy last December after two Georgia election workers won a judgment of $148 million against him in a defamation lawsuit. This dismissal does not absolve Giuliani of his debts. His creditors can now pursue other legal remedies to get what they're owed, like having his assets seized. It also allows the former lawyer to appeal the defamation case. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The first hydrogen-powered ferry to operate commercially anywhere in the world is set to begin transporting passengers on San Francisco Bay. The new service is aimed at showcasing emission-free technology. Officials said Friday that the MVC Change will be the world's first commercial passenger ferry entirely powered by hydrogen fuel cells. The 70-foot catamaran will transport up to 75 passengers along the waterfront between Pier 41 and the downtown San Francisco ferry terminal for 6 months, starting July 19th. The free service will be operated by the San Francisco Bay Area Water Emergency Transportation Authority. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.